Harrogate College on Stray FM's education and training show.
For me, it's the ceramics. Because I'm quite often down at ceramics with Dave Oxley, and we do. I tend to be making plates and doing like transfers onto them, stuff like that. Which one of the last ones I did was the transfer onto glass.
Something a bit different. And what about yourself? Yeah. What's the best thing about what you're doing at Harrogate College?
I don't think I have a favourite thing. I think my favourite thing about college is the facilities. There's quite a lot of opportunity to do what you want to do at college. Say for me, my specialism is photography, so they've got plenty of stuff I can work with, anything I can borrow, anything I can think of. But also they've got people who, say, love 3D, they can go, like 3D printing, they can go and ask any tutor for help, and anything they want is there for them. So I think the wide variety of things they have is...
Yeah, they have a wide variety of stuff you can use.
Yeah.
Stuff that's not potentially available at other facilities,
yeah,
then.
Like at sixth form, because I went to sixth form before I came here, and like they don't have a darkroom over there. They don't have much in terms of ceramics. They don't have much in terms of any 3D imaging or anything.
We've got a bit of a glimpse there into what you both really, really like. The facilities at Harrogate College are really good, aren't they? And they're improving as the campus is getting expanded again with this £6 million investment. What kind of courses, facilities do you have at Harrogate College for art and design?
Well, we do everything a level 2 entry, sort of lower grade GCSE, level 3, which is the equivalent of A-levels, and then right up to higher education as well. And across all of those courses, what we offer is a wide range, as these students have said, of facilities, techniques and processes. And we encourage a lot of cross-disciplinary work so that people can try out all sorts of different things. They often come in thinking they want to do one thing and they leave doing something completely different. So we've had people come in determined to be photographers and they go out doing prop making at university. So that sort of breadth of experience is, I think, one of our big strengths.
It's a bit like myself, because when I started, I just wanted to do kind of animation and more drawing, stuff like that. But because I've had more opportunity to do ceramics, I've grown to love that more. I mean, I love a lot of the stuff that there is there, because I love the photography, I love all that kind of stuff. But the one that's picked up on me the most, which I've somehow got quite a bit of talent for, is the ceramics.
Mm. It's crazy because we haven't even been here a year yet.
How much, you've kind of touched on it already, but how much of a difference is there between your sixth form and coming to here at Harrogate College? You've mentioned a bit of it already, but what else is different for you?
A-level at sixth form, where I was, there's only one teacher. So there was only a limit to what they could do and how much they could help you, whereas there's more teachers and they're specialists in their own subjects.
So you're able to tap into a wealth of knowledge from an expert, basically. You've got experts on these courses, haven't you, running these courses?
I think what the staff provide as well is a passion. So a lot of the staff within art and design are practitioners in their own right, so they have a wealth of knowledge in terms of working in industry and keeping current with contemporary art practice. We also do as many live briefs as we can, including the one that we've just done for our second year's extended diploma, where we work with the National Trust at Fountains Abbey, and they have to respond to a client, they have to feed back, they have a public exhibition, and they get that sense of what it is to be out there.
How important is that, to have that real world experience while they're training at the college?
Oh, it's absolutely vital, because increasingly students are concerned about whether they're going to progress and the cost of going into higher education, and we do a lot of support around perhaps applying to university but maybe going an apprenticeship route or going into employment. So we aim to turn them out at the end of the course with as much of that ability to generate ideas with transferable skills that will take them anywhere.
So if somebody's listening now that was in the same place as you two were maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, and they're thinking, oh, I really want to do something that I love, would you recommend doing an art and design course?
Yes,
at Harrogate College?
Definitely.
There you go. Perfect. That's just what we need to hear, isn't it? So if people want to find out more about the art and design courses, find out how they can enrol, find out which courses you've got, where do they need to go to find that out?
Well, we have the website, obviously. We've got careers guidance, we've got open events, they can apply online, they can call up and speak to any of the staff at any time. If they just get in touch, we'll give them as much information as they would like.
Harrogate College on Stray FM's education and training show.